Couch Potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films Cruella, A Quiet Place Part 2, and the TV series Panic, Disney Plus's Launchpad, and The Fugitive as part of the Roku Channel's re-release of the Quibi content. I'm also going to be talking about the news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup featuring The Prince's Voyage. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
The big piece of news that hit this week in terms of movies, and I guess television and series in general, is Amazon has struck a deal to buy MGM, including its library, for $8.4 billion. Now, this still has to go through some antitrust investigations in the U.S. and the U.K. The biggest reason that people want MGM is because of its library. It has a huge library, which includes the Rocky films and the RoboCop films and the Pink Panther films and Silence of the Lambs. And most importantly, the James Bond franchise. Not just the previous James Bond films that have all been released, but also the upcoming films and the right to partner with Eon Productions, which has creative control of the franchise. Now, this isn't going to affect No Time to Die, which is going to be coming out later this fall, but it impacts the library. So it has the rights now to all of the James Bond movies. So I imagine when this is all taken care of and when the sale goes through, all that stuff's going to start showing up on Amazon Prime. The other thing that's interesting about it, and while I don't think it's going to impact the theatrical release of No Time to Die, because this may not even be a done deal by the time that comes out, but if you remember during the pandemic, a whole bunch of streaming services were trying to buy the rights to No Time to Die, including Amazon and Netflix, and they weren't able to strike a deal with that, but if Amazon ends up buying MGM, it could do whatever it wants to. Now, of course, it's not going to be impacted by the pandemic because hopefully we're coming out of that and the theatrical shutdowns aren't going to happen again, especially with the number of people being vaccinated. Even if there are surges, there's not the public health problem for the people vaccinated. But it needed to go to a service that was going to put all of the stuff online, just as Disney can now put all of the Fox properties online. Amazon can now put all of the MGM properties online. And honestly, I'm all for this. Because you got these giant media conglomerates, but you already had them already. I mean, you have Fox going into Disney. Warner Brothers is still there, although there's talks that Disney wants to buy Warner Brothers. I don't know if that's going to be able to end up happening, but that's down the road. But it'd be nice for MGM to have a place to be, so that a company that is solvent can own it and it didn't have to depend on just one franchise to continue, which is kind of what was happening with James Bond. Everyone either wanted the library or the James Bond films, but all those together, there weren't enough franchises to have such a price tag, but it makes sense for Amazon. The next piece of news is sort of like just a warning as you listen to the box office coming in this weekend, because there's been an overwhelming number of stories that are basically, box office is back, baby. Huge summer blockbusters are back. We are back with theatrical presentations. And look, you are in for an emotional roller coaster this weekend if you are buying into that. You have to realize A Quiet Place, which is one of the two big releases this week, it's the first 100% theatrical release for what would be considered a blockbuster-level film since Tenet came out on Labor Day weekend last year. There are still plenty of limited theatrical capacity restrictions going on, and there's limited theaters. While they're open around the country, there are still limitations. Plus, there's a big theatrical hesitancy, and I use that term. You know how they have vaccine hesitancy? I think there's a theatrical hesitancy that a lot of people have, and it's still out there. And it makes sense if you're unsure of wanting to go into a crowded room with people you don't know who may or may not be masked for a couple hours, because if you aren't vaccinated, or protected in some way, it can be troublesome or at least worrisome. Like I said, I've been back to the theater for a couple things. I don't know if I'd be comfortable, even though I've been vaccinated, in a room just packed shoulder to shoulder, but they don't have that. But so there's still a lot of people who are a bit hesitant to go back to the theaters, and I think we're going to slowly get that back. But we're not going to see the return to theaters until well closer to Christmas or maybe even into 2022, at least to the levels of the pre-pandemic time. Because we also have to remember that there's a 45-day window before A Quiet Place streams on Paramount Plus. So if you just want to wait 45 days, you can see it for free if you've already got that service. It's the same thing with Cruella. You know, we're not going to know how well it does on Disney Plus premiere unless Disney decides to share those numbers. And we may never know. My general caution remains the same. Wait until Black Widow comes out this summer and see what happens when Disney really gets a chance to release a four-quadrant tentpole release of a known franchise with bona fide movie stars, and to see how well that splits between actual theatrical distribution and at-home premium pricing. That's when we're going to have a real sense. So we still have yet to get to the summer before we have a real sense of how these pandemic restrictions are going to permanently affect movies in the future. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first trailer I want to hit is The Tomorrow War, which is going to be on Prime on July 2nd.
We are fighting a war 30 years in the future.
Is this a joke?
Our enemy is not human.
We need you to fight.
You got drafted.
I will be back.
In 11 months' time, all human beings in the future will be wiped from the face of the earth.
I was trying to save my daughter. If I gotta save the world to save her, then I'm gonna do it.
While Amazon has had movies like Coming to America and the Borat sequel, they have yet to really release the huge tentpole release that you would get with something like The Tomorrow War. The Tomorrow War feels like a movie that would go to the theaters. Now, I don't know the full story of this, if it ever did a pivot or something like that, but I mean, this is different than like My Spy, which was just kind of like a family comedy that went to Amazon. This is Amazon seeing if they can do a blockbuster type movie on their service and how well that works. And so far, the trailer looks interesting. It's not completely dragging me in to see it, but I am curious about it. And I just hope that they have enough story to propel it, and that it's not, I just hope it doesn't like run out of steam the way something like Battle Los Angeles did. The next one I want to hit really quickly is Eternals, which comes to theaters on November 5th.
We have watched. Unguided. We have helped them progress. And seen them accomplish wonders. Throughout the years, we have never interfered. Until now.
Again, we gotta wait to see what happens with Black Widow to find out how Disney releases its further Marvel movies. If Black Widow makes a lot of money with the Premium Plus service, I guarantee you they're going to do that for the movies they have this fall, including The Eternals. I still have no idea what this is about. It's a neat trailer, and it looks cool, but I don't follow the Marvel comics, so I don't know what we're getting into, and this is where the rubber's going to meet the road for Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is if people can pick up and understand and work with stuff that is not general knowledge. You know, you're no longer dealing with the Hulk and Iron Man and Spider-Man and the X-Men. You're dealing with characters a lot of us have never heard of. I have faith that Marvel will do it, but these movies in the fall are going to be the ones that tests that ground. So we'll see. It might be a huge success. Anyways, that's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Cruella and Panic.
Thank you.
Mike Hewitt here. The politics of COVID-19. Many on the right wanted individual choice, with any government action to be on a county-by-county basis, believing the needs in one community were not necessarily the needs of another. Folks on the left seem to find comfort and relief from state government taking sweeping action, many even demanding strong national protectionism. Governor Whitmer of Michigan took the most strident population control measures, with restrictions on everything from travel to prohibition on visits with elderly family members. Governor Newsom of California took much the same action. Both repeatedly ignored the mandates they placed on citizens. How do the folks that wanted population control measures rationalize continued support of the governors that thwarted, mocked, and ignored them? There's an election coming. Let's see what happens. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com or find us on Facebook and tell us what you think.
CarProUSA.com presents car buying survival tip number 8. Life is full of challenges. Car shopping shouldn't be one of them. In fact, it should be an exciting and memorable experience. That's where CarProUSA.com comes in. It's the fast, free, and easy way to shop for cars today. CarProUSA.com is where you'll find certified local dealers, but you won't find the hassle, haggle, and frustration that can sometimes be associated with car shopping. You can learn more at
CarProUSA.com.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go, celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.